Carolina, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
To the Alternative Media, this is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, August 9th, 2014, we're in the second hour of the broadcast. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Before the end of last hour, right at the closing, I was discussing a little bit of an article from CBS.com. Border Patrol agent, federal government releasing murderers into the United States, and I wanted to finish this article before we move forward. They found a loophole with the unaccompanied women and children. Cabrera told Fox News, "We don't have anywhere to house these women and children, and if the child has no family back in his home country, or claims he has no family back in his home country, we have to release him to a parent who is here." Cabrera added that the morale among border agents is now at an all-time low. Yeah, I can see where that would be the case. "Our agents aren't allowed to do the job they were hired to do," Cabrera told Fox News. "We're walking more and more people out the door. They're catch and release that have family units. The criminal aliens that are coming in, some of these young gang member kids that are coming in, and there's no criminal history in the United States, we're releasing them out the door. And more, it's getting very frustrating. More than 57,000 children, most from Central America, entered the U.S. illegally between October and June without a parent or a guardian. That was more than double the number who arrived over the same period a year earlier." You know, if we had any real media, this is proof, more proof if anyone needs any, I'm sure no one should at this point, of how corrupt our mainstream media is. It would be interesting if someone would go down and seek out the advertisements, the solicitations, whatever has been used to facilitate this manufactured situation happening at this point in time. Now, I believe it was Steve that called in talking about that a week or so ago, and it's absolutely the truth. This is a manufactured crisis. It's all being done by design, and it is just another death knell into the future of this country. And that's exactly why they're doing it. Now, I wanted to lead off this hour with this story. With, you know, if you've been listening to this broadcast, you know what the Mike Report is. You know how the IRS has demonized the conservative movement, how they unfairly targeted Christian organizations pro-Constitution organizations, how the government of the United States has targeted our veterans, how if you're, like in the MIAC report, you're under the microscope for being a terrorist if you sport the Ron Paul bumper sticker, of all things. You know, if you're a pro-Constitution party, you're the enemy in this country. The border's wide open. You just read the reports. People coming in from India, China, Pakistan, Yemen, Syria. Oh, yeah. But you're the enemy in this country. If you're pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment, you're the one the government's fearful of. And here's just some more proof. Now, RT.com ran the story this past week. The sovereign citizen movement is considered the top threat for domestic terrorism, according to a survey of state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies. Islamic extremist and militia patriot groups round out the top three. Threats to communities in the United States considered most serious by state, local, and tribal law enforcement entities, according to a survey conducted by the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism. So, the sovereign citizen movement, Islamic extremist and militia, and patriot groups are the top three. The survey, Understanding Law Enforcement Intelligence Processes, found that 52% of the respondents agreed and 34% strongly agreed that sovereign citizens were the most serious terrorist threat, as opposed to 39% of respondents who agreed and 28% who strongly agreed that Islamic extremists were the most serious threat. So here in the survey, law enforcement apparently is more fearful or more likely to think that terrorist events come from sovereign citizen movements than from Islamic extremists. I thought that was very interesting. The latest survey found that while sovereign citizens as a whole have moved into the top position overall, the threat posed by many individual groups that are considered part of the broad movement has decreased since the previous survey. Now, here with all the chaos that's going on in the world, and a large part of it, I guess you could say being brought to you by the federal government of the United States, all the chaos we see in the world, I mean, we've got this border fiasco going on here in America. Of course, we know what's going on with our own economy. Look at the situation in Iraq after we've spent all that money there. Obama back bombing in Iraq, Israel and the Palestinian crisis. Now it's at one of its worst levels. I read an interesting article. Those that are listening to this broadcast that live in this area, Gaza is roughly half the size of Davie County. We're in the smallest county in North Carolina here, Davie County. We have a little over 40,000 people that live in this county. Gaza is half the size of Davie County. Now, this won't mean much to people listening in other states, and I understand that. But those listening here in this area will. Gaza has 1.8 million Palestinians in an area. It's one of the most densely populated in the world. 1.8 million people in an area roughly half the size of this county. So at the same time, we got this going on in the Ukraine, Syria, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, all these places with Ebola, all these other conflicts all around the world. Law enforcement in America considers the sovereign citizen movement the greatest threat. You know, there's a lot of different ways you could look at that. I mean, I'm not the most well-versed in the sovereign citizen movement. I did see it was, actually, oddly enough, in the local newspaper, there was a gentleman attempting to use that in court here. Of course, he got it handed to him. But he was attempting to use that in court here. on some charges, and it made the local newspaper. I thought that was kind of interesting. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about America's Ebola response is madness. World Net Daily carried this story this past week, and I find it really interesting what we're seeing. I mean, if you were watching the TV this past week, yeah, I've got TV again. I've got antenna TV. We'll talk about some of the headlines that they were scrolling about the Ebola virus. Coming up on the break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com to...
I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song, and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart.
Fill me in your studio. Saying, give me liberty, or let's give you death. And I want to turn the attention a little bit to another story making headlines. What's going on with the Ebola? I found it fascinating. The screen they were showing, and I'm not sure what channel I was watching. I've not got to know my TV setup now. But anyway, They're showing the footage of them bringing, apparently, supposedly, the lady to Atlanta that has Ebola. There's a lifeless body in a moon suit, everybody in the protective suits there. But under the scroller at the bottom was saying, Ebola arrives in America. Then they would put the talking heads on that would talk about how safe this is. And, you know, you have to ask the question, if you've got a nation that's never had this in it, why would you purposely, for any reason, bring it to your country? Now, there was an interesting article this past week ran by WorldNet Daily. The madness of Ebola is only matched by the madness of America. Let's start with some common sense. If a member of your family has a viral illness known as the common cold, what do you normally do? Well, you try to avoid contact with that person, certainly. You want to avoid them sneezing on you or the droplets from their cough spreading anywhere in the house. You both isolate and avoid an infected patient. Well, Ebola is a viral illness. Common sense would dictate you isolate and avoid contact with patients because in this case, the disease is often fatal. And yet the morons who are running America are bringing infected patients to America, allegedly to treat them. But we all know it is an untreatable disease that can only be managed. The entire story of bringing these Ebola patients from West Africa to America stinks to high heaven. There must be much more involved. But let's look at what Ebola is. Ebola is one of several viral hemorrhagic fevers in the field of epidemiology. It is known as a non-vector-borne infectious disease. That means it is not transmitted by an insect or other vector. Other similar non-vector-borne infectious diseases you may have heard of would include Lassa fever, Marburg virus. Hemorrhagic diseases that are vector-borne transmitted by mosquitoes include yellow fever. While each of these diseases is different, they are all hemorrhagic fevers with some common symptoms, including flushing of the face and chest, small red and purple spots, bleeding, swelling, low blood pressure, and shock. And in some cases, these symptoms are more dramatic than in others. It should be noted that there has been a bioterrorism potential related to hemorrhagic fever viruses. Some of them can be transmitted to humans through a respiratory route. Although there is no current evidence that any of these viruses have been weaponized or developed into a biological weapon, all of them are considered by military medical planners to have a potential to be disseminated through the air, to be weaponized, or to be used with other agents that could weaponize them. Why are we bringing patients to Atlanta when they should be treated in Africa? Well, I think you have to look at the money involved. But before we follow the money as to what's involved in terms of the potential vaccine profits, let's look at the disease itself. Ebola is one of various viral hemorrhagic fevers. There have been notable hemorrhagic fevers outbreaks in history. In Mexico in 1545, there was an outbreak that wiped out a great part of the population. There was the Great Yellow Fever epidemic in 1793 in Philadelphia, in which nearly 10% of the population of 50,000 succumbed to the disease. In the Congo in 1998 and 2000, there was an outbreak of the Marburg virus disease. And, of course, there is now the ongoing West Africa Ebola outbreak, with record numbers already dead and spreading rapidly. So here are some questions. All these experts on TV are telling us it's perfectly safe and we need to not worry. And the lamest answers come when you ask them how the medical doctor who they brought to Atlanta contracted Ebola in Africa. Their answer is always the same. Oh, an accidental needle prick. This is nonsense. It is possible they were experimenting on the poor African villagers and the disease got out of control. Now they're bringing in highly infectious patients into the nation that is an Ebola-free nation. In doing so, they are violating the primary rule of contagion, isolation. They are now using this. We must fight our fears or remain passionate. And this story is now unraveling. Now, let's follow the money. A recent USA Today article had the headline, NIH to launch early Ebola vaccine trial in September. Well, what does that mean? Well, what it means is Until the current outbreak of Ebola, many in the industry said there was not a great need for an Ebola vaccine because the virus only caused 10 to 100 infections per year. But that's all changed now. Now, according to Dr. Scott Lilbridge, assistant dean to Texas A&M School of Public Health, the current outbreak has somewhat changed our thinking. More people now think the world needs an Ebola vaccine. Why? Because there's going to be a call to vaccinate entire populations of nations or to vaccinate health workers in hospitals and clinics to protect them from getting and spreading the virus. Hey, would you like to go down to your local pharmacy and get your Ebola vaccination? And what's going on is that the FDA is making exceptions to its usually stringent rules for drug development and evaluating treatment for Ebola. And as a result, they're speeding forward with a stage one trial with a man-made antibody treatment. Now, if you've been watching the news on this, sometimes the screen has been saying that they're using some kind of secret medicine, secret experiments on the two that they've got in Atlanta. Now, I've seen that firsthand. Isn't that interesting? We all know that the full-blown Ebola virus, there is no drug on the planet that's going to cure it. But as of now, in the monkey model, there are drugs that can arrest early stages of the infection. Why have they brought an infected doctor and another patient from the area of contagion to Emory University in the U.S. when these individuals could be treated just as well in Africa? Perhaps they're using these two patients as guinea pigs in a trial for a new vaccine from which billions are to be made if it is successful. Now, I'm not saying I agree with everything in that article, but that's a very interesting perspective because there's some reason other than humanitarian to fly these two people and bring Ebola into the country. And that may well be, you know, I never thought I'd see a shingle shot. That was new to me this past year, but it's here. A pneumonia shot. Yeah, they've got that. I'm no doctor. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I do know this. A large number of the people that I've come in contact with that's went and got the flu shot, got the shingle shot, got the shingles. I don't guess I know anyone yet that's had the pneumonia shot. But, you know, something else interesting, if you remember back to the H1N1 swine flu hoax, worldwide pandemic, no one had it. They were making everyone get these vaccinations. You remember what I was going through with my mother, who was actually fired from a job for refusing to take the vaccination. Or was going to be fired. She just resigned. But anyway, here, you know, are we looking at the future of everyone lining up for a Ebola vaccination? Is that how they were going to get to their coveted population reduction? I don't know, but I tell you what, it's just like in those countries. People flee when the United States comes with their vaccines. We probably should do that in this country as well. Coming up on a break, Islamic State pulls down church crosses in northern Iraq as 200,000 flee. Listen to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Studio, the website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. This is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I wanted to get this story in right quick, coming in from the Telegraph UK. Islamic State jihadists who took over large areas of northern Iraq overnight have forced thousands of Christians to flee and occupied churches. They have removed crosses, destroying manuscripts, according to Patriarch Louis Sacco. The Christians have fled with nothing but their clothes, some of them on foot, to reach the Kurdistan region, he told the AFP. This is a humanitarian disaster. The churches are occupied. Their crosses were taken down. He has added that up to 1,500 manuscripts were burnt. The United Nations put the number of people who have fled as high as 200,000 and said that many thousands of people trapped by the militants in the mountains have been rescued in the last 24 hours. I only wanted to touch on that for a second and say, you know, if you were listening to the phone calls, I think it was last week, there was one that was mentioning, you know, like this ISIS, you know, is it's something new, you know, I'd not heard of until somewhat recently. But anyway, the destabilization and the disaster that is happening throughout the Middle East is a result of our foreign policy. What we're allowing to happen to these people there is a direct result of the mismanagement of our foreign policy. Now, you know, you're starting to see people turn around that was all for these wars in the Middle East, and they're seeing that, you know, it was just a complete waste of money. We've made a bigger mess than there was over there to start with. But, you know, Saddam Hussein, I'll say it again, if he'd lived 10 lifetimes now, he wouldn't have killed more of his own people than we have. And now, guess what they're going to do? What are they going to do? Now they're admitting, it was back in the news this week, I reported on it last week, but you know, finally mainstream media is reporting it 4 or 5 days later. They're admitting, I think this week the New York Times is going to use the word torture. You know, they were not using the word torture. They're all admitting that they were using that this enhanced interrogation. Now, it was absolutely torture. I know when I started doing this broadcast and I started discussing this, saying this was torture, you know, if you interviewed anyone that never been waterboarded, yes, it was torture. What was it Sarah Palin said? That's just American form of baptism or something like that. We tortured a bunch of innocent people. Even if they were guilty, we're signers to the Geneva Convention. We're supposed to, lead by example. Here, if another country, if North Korea, Iran had some of our boys and they were filming them and torturing them, could you imagine the outcry from Barack Obama, Biden, Feinstein, and all the rest? But now, you see, it's all going to come out. They're going to admit to it all. And we're just seeing the effects of the destabilization and the meddling of America into these foreign countries. Plus, we're hopelessly bankrupt, and we have just thrown trillions to the wind. Of course, the military-industrial complex reaped huge profits, and maybe that's all that matters. Let's move on. I thought this was an interesting story. RT.com ran the story. The Russian president has signed a decree on the full ban for imports of beef, pork, poultry, fish, cheese, milk, vegetables, and fruit from Australia, Canada, the EU, and the U.S. and Norway. The ban will be in effect for at least a year, starting August 7th. Putin bans agricultural imports from sanctioning countries for 1 year. The prime minister also said Russia has stopped transit flights by Ukrainian airlines to such destinations as Georgia, Armenia, and Turkey, adding that the country was considering a ban on transit flights for Europe and U.S. airlines to the Asia-Pacific region. You know, we're seeing a change here now. We put these sanctions on countries. You can see how well it worked in Cuba. You know, we've had sanctions on Cuba, what, 50 years? How ridiculous. Here we're putting sanctions on Russia. Well, guess what? These countries now are sanctioning back. You know, don't you know that the whole world is tired of the big bully, the United States, going around trying to, you know, the whole world blames us for the by design economic collapse of 2008, and probably justifiably so. But here, they're taking steps on their own to do something about it. Western sanctions were a dead-end track, but Russia has been forced to respond to the measure taken by the Western countries, Medvedev added. Now, you know, like I said in the first hour, I thought it interesting. There was no rush by Putin to do anything. He just waited, and now he's reacting. We're actually speaking of an embargo on imports of whole categories of products from countries which have introduced sanctions against Russian organizations and individuals, Medvedev said. He has instructed the Federal Customs Service to see that the banned imports could not cross the Russian border. The Russian PM has also warned against possible attempts to use the situation to drive up prices. I would like to warn that attempts to gain from price speculation in the situation will be roughly stopped. The Russian PM added that Moscow still had a lot of trading partners abroad, which it had not placed on the retaliatory sanctions list. Russia's agricultural watchdog has announced plans to increase imports from Chile, which would include vegetables, fruit, fish, shellfish, meat, and milk. Now, hopefully one day we'll learn that we can't just bully the world and they just sit back and take it, that there is consequences to our actions. And you can see with what's going on with the BRICS nations that major realignments are happening, and the world is now clued in to the power of the world reserve currency, and they're attempting to affect changes. Now, any time that countries has wanted to really step up, stepping off of the dollar, we've seen conflicts. We've seen war. I wouldn't expect it to be much different this time. The United States of America will be trying to unleash its little dirty bag of tricks, you know, like we've seen previously. Now listen to this. RT ran this story too. The Russian and Chinese central banks have agreed a draft currency swap agreement, which will allow them to increase trade in domestic currencies and cut the dependence on the U.S. dollar in bilateral payments. The draft document between the Central Bank of Russia and the People's Bank of China on national currency swaps has been agreed by the parties and is at stage of formal approval procedures. They announced on Thursday the Russian Central Bank is not giving precise details on the size of the currency swaps, nor when it will be launched. It says this will depend on demand. According to the bank, the agreement will serve as an additional instrument for ensuring international financial stability. Also, it will offer the possibility to obtain liquidity in critical situations. The agreement will stimulate further development of direct trade in the yen and ruble on the domestic foreign exchange markets of Russia and China. Currently, over 75% of payments in Russia-China trade settlements are made in U.S. dollars. But in early July, the central bank's chairwoman said Moscow and Beijing were close to reaching an agreement on conducting swap operations in national currencies to boost trade. The deal was later discussed during the trip to China. So we are seeing all this unfold. And we're going to continue. You know, we've been reporting on this now for a long time, that this had to come. This was something that was going to be put in place at some point in the future. It makes sense that they would. And we're seeing it unfold. I mean, we're going to take phone calls all next hour. If anyone can point toward any indicators of how this economy, this debt, how this situation is going to somehow turn around and it be good for America, I would sure like to hear it. You know, all of these things are leading up, whether, you know, if you want to have a one world currency, you got to destroy the current world currencies. All of these things are going to be orchestrated to bring about what we know is going to be coming in the future at some point, and that is a one world currency, whether it be a digitized currency, a paperless currency, a paper currency, whatever. At some point, that we know is the goal, and we're just seeing some of the stepping stones that's going to be leading to that. What the dollar has to meet its demise for that to be achieved in some form. Coming up on the break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What are you thinking? Microplant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of microplant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Farron in the studio. This is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. You know, when you're watching some of the news, keeping up with some of the news, it's amazing sometimes what you'll see on there. And this, I think this happened before last Saturday, but it was reported in some of the local news. Facebook had went down. They'd had to work on the website or whatever. It wasn't working apparently. And this may have been regional out in the California area, but the local law enforcement was flooded with calls to 911. Isn't that interesting? Facebook goes down and the people call, the American people call their local law enforcement. What does that say about our society? I, for one, you know, I don't spend any time on Facebook, as many of you probably are well aware. I just don't. I don't know. I guess it's because everybody else is doing it. I'm just not spending my time on it. But isn't it interesting how that has taken over and how that has become such a big part of people's lives? You know, I've done the reports here about where children now are addicted to the internet and the amount of time they spend on the internet. But you know, the internet's a two-edged sword. I mean, it has really been the vehicle to wake up a lot of people. I mean, the information is there. Anyone listening to this broadcast, they can go on the internet and they can fact check, look into these stories, read them for them for yourself. I've given you the sources, or any of the other topics we discuss. And so it's really been a great tool to educate. I know I've educated myself on a lot of these matters: Federal Reserve, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg. We can go down a big long list. But the information, you know, you'd be hard pressed if you had to go do all that in libraries or something like that. But then at the same time, we've seen society just become addicted to the internet and to websites or products like Facebook. Now, Natural News ran a story this past week. The spread of Ebola to the United States is inevitable, said the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday. Tom Frieden made the statement in a House subcommittee hearing, adding that he does not think there will be a large Ebola outbreak in the U.S. He does think there will be maybe some small ones. Ken Isaac, Vice President of Program and Government Relations at the Christian aid group Samaritan's Purse, warned the world is woefully ill-equipped to handle the spread of Ebola. And that was reported by Yahoo News. It is clear that the disease is uncontained and it is out of control in West Africa. He told the hearing, the international response to the disease has been a failure. If you read the Ministry of Health status reports coming out every day from Liberia, I don't mean to be dramatic, but it is an atmosphere now of apocalypse, said Isaacs, and reported by Breitbart.com. The spread of Ebola to the U.S. will likely happen due to international air travel, CDC head Frieden warned. Today's Ebola outbreak is the largest ever recorded in history. Is the CDC perhaps preparing America for an announcement that Ebola is now being found in U.S. patients? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have issued its highest alert activation over the Ebola outbreak, reports CBS News. CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden announced on Twitter Wednesday that their operations center has moved to a level one response. So, it's interesting as we see this unfold, what's going to happen in the future. You know, one of the most interesting aspects of it is it seems like these type of events happen about every 100 years, and it's been 100 years. And could you imagine in this country now how ill-prepared people are? I mean, people live completely on fast food and grocery stores. Many, many, many areas, people live on postage stamp lots. I mean, we're so intertwined to big cities. I mean, I'm in a very rural area here that has areas like that, but are still, you know, this is considered the country by many. But society has evolved into very few could really be could take seriously self-preservation. Very few could live off the grid. It's just not that way anymore. You know, when we had the 1929, the Great Depression, there was a lot of people living on farms. There were people still knew how to hunt and live off the land, and it was a whole different era than we've got now. I mean, could you imagine if a situation like this really got out of hand in this country? It would be chaos. And it makes you wonder, when you've been looking at all the pictures of the puzzle, and we've talked about it on this broadcast at length, you know, the militarization of the police departments, the stockpiling of the ammunition, the equipment that's been given or bought by local law enforcement, and now we're seeing an epidemic like this, and it's purposely being prepared or brought to the United States. Not to say that it's going to happen. Maybe it's not. But just if it was to happen, maybe some of these other events would make a lot more sense as why we've seen that unfold. But we'll just have to see as time goes forward. Next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. If you want to get in line, start calling 1-800-313-9443. You can talk about these topics. You can bring up other topics, news information maybe that I didn't have time to cover. Sometimes the best information comes from our listening audience. Now, this story was run by Reuters this past week as President Barack Obama considers sidestepping Congress to loosen U.S. immigration policy. Yes, we need to loosen that policy. It's not loose enough, you see. A Reuters poll shows Americans are deeply worried that illegal immigration is threatening the nation's culture and economy. You know, if you talk to people about this issue, I've not found anyone in this area that thinks this is a good idea. That having our southern border wide open is good for the future of the country. Can't find a single one. 70% of Americans, including 86% of Republicans, believe undocumented immigrants threaten traditional U.S. beliefs and customs, according to the poll. The findings suggest immigration could join Obamacare, the health care insurance overhaul, and the economy as hot-button issues that encourage more Republicans to vote in November's congressional elections. With Congress failing to agree on broad immigration reforms, Obama could act alone in the next few weeks to give work permits to up to 5 million undocumented immigrants and delay some deportations, according to media reports. Hispanic and liberal voters would welcome that, but the online survey suggests much of the rest of the nation may not. Despite arguments from the White House and groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that legal immigration benefits business, 63% of people in the online survey also said immigrants place a burden on the economy. That Chamber of Commerce gets me, that U.S. Chamber of Commerce backing this, saying, you know, that all of these companies need this to pass so that they can put these people to work. I mean, that is completely laughable in light of the reality of the situation we find ourselves in this country. While the economy and Obamacare remains the key concerns of voters, immigration has become more of an issue in recent months because of intense media coverage of a surge of illegal migrants, including tens of thousands of children flooding into the United States from Central America. Even 2,000 miles from the U.S.-Mexican border, the immigration debate is catching fire in New Hampshire. Republican Senate candidate Scott Brown last week launched a TV ad attacking Democrat Senator Joan Sheehan for pro-amnesty policies on immigration, which he says shares with Obama. New Hampshire does not have a large Hispanic immigration population. Coming up on a break, taking your phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Financial